women's shiur Sunday afternoon. Chavis Halvavus, Shana Chesh Ben HaNefesh. It's Sunday, Tezvav Kislev, Tovshin Ayin Hey, Shana Chesh Ben HaNefesh. We're at the end of Perek Gimel, basically finished, basically with Chesh Ben number 30. Okay, we're learning Chavis Halvavus, Shana Chesh Ben HaNefesh. Perek Gimel, the 30 things a person should think about, and we've learned number 30, basically, where he sort of where the Chavis Halvavus says sort of a klal that really encompasses life, which is that life is really just you and Hashem, and everybody else is just a puppet, is just a puppet that Hashem is using to channel you certain things, whether it's your friends or your enemies or your employers or your doctors or your neighbors or your shul or your rabbi, anyone. Everyone is just there to bring certain things into your life, but it's just you and Hashem. No one can hurt you, no one can help you, no one can affect you. It's just you and Hashem, and that's what a person's perspective on life should be, and that's how a person should think of themselves. I'm not 100% sure where the Chavis Halvavus would say a spouse fits in. The reason it might be different is because it's supposed to be two halves of one neshama, so it might be like one unit. So we don't have to get into that now. We'll save it for the Shalom Bayis class. And he gives the famous mashal that imagine you are on an island and you have no business being there and you don't understand the language and no one understands you and you have nothing and you own nothing and you're naked and penniless and nothing. And the king bestows upon you, the governor of the island bestows upon you certain things. And then he says, imagine how you would feel and how you would act. And how you would relate to the king and how you would relate to the other people there. We learned all this already. And this is one of the tricks in the whole Sefer of Chavis Halvavus. Imagine that situation, because he wants to be real. Where he's not real is that he wants people to think about things. He didn't imagine that there would come a time when people get a headache doing that. Maybe if he'd made a cartoon comic strip out of it or a video, you know. I notice now there's a trend. Even when people want to talk and prove a point, they'll make cartoon characters and they'll have like someone writing the sentences. Like people need visuals. They can't listen and think. It's like too hard for them. They get confused. So a person will say, Israel treats its Arabs better than any other country. So they'll have like someone writing it on a blackboard. I see that's a trend. I don't want to say weird because I don't look at such things. But to me, it's like another step down. But the Chavis Halvavus wants us to think, and that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh means in his definition of the word, from the word Machshava, not from the word Cheshbon, the way we think of it, but from the word Machshava, to think. And he says, imagine, and he does this a lot of times throughout the Sefer, imagine the scenario, imagine that scenario, something that people can relate to because it would be part of their lives. They can imagine such a thing. You tell them to think about Hashem and to think about Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBoh and the Neshama. It too hard. So if they think about a person on an island, etc. And he gives a list of attitudes, perspectives, midos, hanhagos, that a person in this situation would do. And we can make our own list. Would such a person be arrogant? Would such a person want to know what the king wants of him? Would such a person decide all of a sudden that, would such a person care about only life on the island and not worry about that there's going to come a day when the king is going to tell him he has to leave? And, okay. So he finishes giving that list, which we learned, and then he talks b'chlolius. He starts saying, listen, this is our lives, and that's what we'll pick up. We're in the middle of that. It may be hard to find if you're doing a text. It's in the middle of what he calls mashlim, the summation of the Cheshbon Nefesh number 30. But before, and we're going to start with the, before we start the text, I want to say something, but we're going to start with the words, V'chein l'chol midos, imkein eze yachas bein cho bein abruim. We're going to start with those words. Oh, well, let's learn a little, and then, imkein eze yachas bein cho bein abruim. We think, like, this neighbor gets me angry. Why is that neighbor messing up my life? He's saying the neighbor's nothing. The neighbor doesn't exist. You have a situation where you have a reason to get angry, and now it's just you and Hashem. Am I going to get angry or am I not going to get angry? The neighbor is like just camouflage. It's not really the neighbor. It's Hashem. That's how he wants a person to think. Someone makes fun of you. Someone slanders you. Someone steals from you. Someone is mechabed you. It doesn't mean anything, he's saying. It doesn't mean anything. It's you. What you make of yourself. Vis-a-vis Hashem. Now, what I want to say is that he talks about vis-a-vis Hashem. But the truth is, this is a wonderful attitude for a person to have vis-a-vis the way a person looks at himself or herself, just for self-dignity, self-respect, and that word that I don't like, self-esteem. It's very important. When it comes out from the Chayvus HaLevavos, this is not his point. His point is Hashem. But I'm saying, you know, what this teaches us really is that it doesn't matter if someone insults me, it doesn't matter if someone denigrates me, it doesn't matter if someone humiliates me, I am what I am. No one can affect me. I get insulted, but I know I'm not an idiot. I know I'm not stupid. I know I'm not bad. So that person's calling me those names. What do I care? My self-worth is not a reflection of what people think of me. That's really what comes out from the Chayvus HaLevavos. It's so healthy. It's such a healthy psychological, mental, emotional state to be in. It's like a totsa'a of what the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying. Because the thing is just you and Hashem, and Hashem knows the truth. So like I was talking to some boys Friday night by Anone. I said, like, you know, if someone says to you, boy, you have an ugly pimple on your forehead. It's so disgusting. It's terrible. And you don't. So you don't feel bad. You have rachmanos on that person. That person is never, you don't know. Maybe he's on drugs. Maybe he's just trying to get you angry. But you know it's not true. You know. So if someone says you're an idiot, you're stupid, you're bad. So if you know you're not. So if an older person says it to you, and you're a 13-year-old kid, maybe you should. He shouldn't be calling you an idiot, but maybe you should think about your behavior. What prompted him to call you that? But I think it's very healthy. I have to, and this is what Sha'ar Yichud HaMaise is really all about. Not to be so, he says in Sha'ar Yichud HaMaise, the Chodesh HaMaise, that unfortunately most of our actions are tailored to people looking at us. And what people are gonna think of us. And what is our social standing gonna be? And what is our chashivas standing gonna be? And what is our shidduch standing gonna be? And what are people gonna think of me if my child goes to this school or to that school? And how will it affect my... Chazal says, wipe all that away. That's baloney. And here he's saying really the same thing. And he's making it number 30 as... Again, it's not his point. It's my point based on his point. His point is it's just you and Hashem. You just have to make Hashem happy. This is really like our Yichud HaMaisa, where he stresses it's Hashem. But what comes out is that everything else is just a smokescreen. It doesn't matter. That person doesn't hold of me. What do you care? So maybe you should think about what you're doing if you cause such a reaction. But don't... That person can't affect you. That what you are is not what that person thinks of you. Bottom line, what you are is what Hashem thinks of you. And this is why the Chayvus HaLevavos wants us to practice this. It's very, very hard. It goes against the grain. It goes against, maybe one could say, normal human behavior. But that's why he wants us to practice doing good deeds anonymously. And throughout the Sefer, he sort of throws that in as an aside whenever he has a chance. He says, do it and no one should know about it. And this way you practice Noach Motzachem Beinei Hashem. And the Anshei Hador Mabul could be making fun of me and calling me names and telling me that I've lost it and what am I building there. Noach Motzachem Beinei Hashem. I just have to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Very hard. But that's what comes, and it's healthy. I'm trying to stress that now. It makes for a self-confident. Again, we're not talking about children, obviously. I mean, and their madrega, it's children also. What I mean is, that doesn't mean that a six-year-old has a right to have ideas and shittos, the same like a 32-year-old avreich that finished shasa postgame, or a 40-year-old mom that has seen so much of life and has learned and is learned and davens, etc., etc. But the idea that you have to be what you are, and if your child lacks certain skills, you say, okay, it's not my problem, it's Hashem's problem. Hashem made him that way. It's not a problem. Says, no, Hashem made him. This is who he is. I don't care what other people think of him. And he says, Mommy, this one called me a name. You say, would Hashem call you that name? No, of course not. So, what do you care? This is the conversation Chazalus would like us to have with our children. Not so to speak. He'd like to. We have to work up to it. Anyway, this is what he says. Imkein eza yachas bein chol vein abruim. You really have no objective, real relationship with anyone else. Everyone else is just there to give you nisyonos, or to help you. Yeah, to help you or to hinder you, meaning put nisyonos in your path, put obstacles in your path, which is a nisyon for you, how you're going to react to it. Obeiza kurva to korv aleihem, ohem krovim elecho. Who cares? He's going back to his what he wants us to imagine, to the imagination of number 30. You are a ger, you don't know anybody, no one can give you a job unless the melech decides you should get a job. No one can fire you from a job unless the melech decides you should be fired. No one's allowed to be your friend unless the melech decides that person could be your friend. Nothing is going to help you, nothing's going to harm you. You are the only person in the world. And Hashem. You see, you're the only person in the world, and Hashem. Asher ein lo tzeves kiyam adonav. You're a yachid on the island. You have no chaverim, meaning objective chaverim, real chaverim, that are part of your lives intrinsically, inherently. Like what you are will be determined by them. No. What you are is determined only by you. They're props. Oh, that's a better word than puppet. Everybody's a prop in your life. Your life is just you and Hashem. Therefore, he says, you have to do what he wants. You are so dependent on Hashem that it would be foolishness to not heed his words, to live on the island according to his rules of occupancy. Now this is really a lower madrega than the Chovos HaLevavos really holds a person should live. As we know, we're going to start the Mitzvah Hashem soon, Shara Avodas HaLokim, on Wednesdays, maybe even this Wednesday, Vechore this Wednesday, hopefully. He really wants us to live that everything we do, because it's Hashem's will, is our way of acknowledging our gratitude to Hashem. And our hearts should be filled with gratitude for every second of life, and we should constantly be saying thank you. That's a higher madrega. Here he's talking about, admittedly, a lower madrega, where I'm doing it because I'm totally dependent on the king. And how would it ever enter my mind the king is totally responsible for everything I have on this island? And he says that the rules are residency, and I'm going to go against those rules. Nobody would do that. That's why he wants us to use our imagination. He wants us to live, you know, to live reality. That's the reality. The fantasy is to ignore Hashem. The reality is to always be thinking about Hashem and to feel like this gear on the island. Kasher his yachid just like Hashem is thinking of you always, and he's taking care of your health and your hanhoga and what happens to you and your parnasa, the chayecha, umoscha. The Sim Taros of the Sifra Nochechenecha, make sure you understand what his will is, to do his will. V'yayachel el gemulo, that's a reward. You should, again, this is like in the highest of madregas, he doesn't want us to do even that. He doesn't want us to think about rewards. Now he's happy with, think about the reward, anticipate it, but his reward, not your neighbor's reward that your neighbor's going to hold of you, not the shatkin's reward, not your boss's reward, not the rav's reward, not your neighbor's reward, not your relative's reward. The only reward that counts is Hashem's reward. Now it could be, again, this is absolute terms, it could be if the rav, a rav I should say, is upset with you, so you have to think, maybe Hashem's upset with me also. Maybe. It depends what kind of rav you have. So it's not like you have this one. But if you have a good rav, then if the rav's angry or says you're doing something wrong, then you have to think, well, I don't really... And a chanami, the Chavilah tells me, I don't care what he thinks of me, but if a rav says that, then maybe he's saying what Hashem is thinking, because, you know, because of his position, because of what he knows. So maybe I should listen. But really, it doesn't even matter what a rav thinks of you. Nobody. Upachad me'onsho, and be afraid of his punishment, which is really a lost art. V'kabel tenoi hager, the conditions of a ger living on this island. Asher ha'irisochi aleihem, I gave you a list of hanhogas and attitudes and perspectives and thoughts that a ger would have on the island. I say, if people would take this seriously and sit down and think about this, they could make their own list. How would a ger act? Would he be lazy? Would he be zoriz? Would he be loud? Would he be quiet? Would he do favors for people? Would he take revenge? Would he, like, you know, think of a person. You write a story. Maybe send it into Bina magazine. Right? How would such a person act? And the Chavzolder gives us a list. We learned it last week and the week before. He gives us a list. His first thing, if you remember, just his first thing is that he'll be humble. You can't be arrogant. You have nothing of your own. Everything you have is from the king, the governor. And this is what Shar HaKaniya spends a lot of prakam saying. He says it here in one sentence. Imagine the ger on the island. He's not going to be pompous. He's not going to throw his weight around. He's not going to act arrogantly. He'll feel like a nothing except for Hashem. That's a very important addition to that sentence. And that's what Shar HaKaniya is all about. I'm a nothing except for Hashem. But there's not even a comma there. David HaMelech says, Anochi Solaz V'lo Ish. I'm a worm. I'm not even a person. I'm nothing. But Chavitolavis explains, it's everything I have is from Hashem. Chavitolavis says in the Hagdama to Shar HaKaniya, so you shouldn't make a mistake learning Shar HaKaniya, he says, someone who taka thinks of himself as a nothing is mentally ill. He says that in his akdama to the shah. He says, there's something wrong with the person. He's a chayli nefesh. You think of yourself as a nothing, you're depressed. Go to a psychiatrist. But you're a nothing except for what Hashem gives you. And that's going to change your attitude. His brother doesn't talk about anova vis-a-vis other people. He only talks about anova bittul kaniya vis-a-vis Hashem. How can you be a balgaiva to someone else if you are living with the idea that everything you have is from Hashem? So you're going to look down on another person who has less? Who accomplished less? Let's not forget that the Chavis Lola says in Shara Bitachon that even Bechira, which is in my hands, doesn't cover the result of my Bechira. It only covers what's in my head, the decision-making process. If I'm successful or not, if I get to be Mavaka the Chole, if I build the yeshiva, if I do the chesed, it's up to Hashem. Hashem's deciding that, just like he decides everything in the world. I do my hashtadlus, and he decides what's going to be. Bechira, that's my province, and Hashem doesn't butt in, we are taught. is only in the mind, the decision making process, the decision to do, and then the plan, if you remember learning it, the decision and the game plan of how you're going to do it. Okay, but so how can you look down on someone else? You don't know what's in his mind. Even to look down, Chazal Avoda says this in Shara Avoda Salokim, even to look down at someone that's not from, you have no business doing that. You don't know what he went through. You don't know what he's going through. You don't know. He might have woken up that morning and said Moda'ani and spent the rest of the day with a spiked ear and pierced belly button eating cheeseburgers. But he maybe when he got up in the morning he said Moda'ani. And you said Moda'ani, you didn't even think once about Hashem. And he really said it and he thought about Hashem and he said thank you. What you do know is that he's acting wrongly and irresponsibly. Irresponsibly might be a reflection on him, so maybe that's the wrong word. What he's doing is wrong and incorrect, and you should be eager to show him what's right. But to think of him badly, as I've always said, not the modern day psychiatrist or a modern day kiruv worker. This is Chazal Avodah over 1,000 years ago in Shara Avodah Salokim. You can't look down on anyone, because you don't know what his life is like. Maybe Hashem likes him more than you. Why? It could be he's sincere and you haven't done a sincere act in the last 32 years. You're doing everything because people are looking at you. Hashem likes him more than you. But that doesn't mean it's okay to be Mechal Shabbos. It means that I have to try to teach him not to be Mechal Shabbos. But I can't think badly of him. Or how can you be a Balgaiva? How can you think about someone? You don't know what happened in his life. This is all part of being a stranger on the island. This is all part of realizing it's just you and Hashem. So you don't know what he was born on a different island. You don't know what his parents were like. You don't know what his parents did to him. You don't know who his friends were. You don't know what he had Bechira about and what he didn't have Bechira about. You don't know, now that we all know the Michtam Eliyahu, you don't know what his Nekudas HaBechira is. He could be on a 10 times higher Madrega than you. How dare you think badly of him, of the person? You could say, listen, it's us to do these things. Yeah, that you could say, because that's an objective. Okay, so this is all an outflow of really believing this mashal, of really getting into this mashal. It's just me and Hashem. Everything I have is only what Hashem has granted me. Okay, the shachar, but those are... If you are kona this wisdom, you'll transform your whole life and you'll serve, you'll have a life of Avodas Hashem. He's finished now with number 30. We continue. Maybe we could even finish the perek today. Maybe. Let me. The Eila Ochi Achai. Shloshim ponim, 30 things, miofani cheshbon adam and nafshul elokim. 30 things to think about with your brains, with your nefesh, but to think about them. Not to see if you'll pass a quick quiz that I am going to give you now. Name 20 out of the 30 things. That's nothing. If you can think about one, that's magic. That's magic. Think about one per month, per week. Magic. 30. Think about one a week. For a little over a year, twice, amazing. You know what's going to happen if you think about these things and implement the implications of them? Because that's what we're talking about. I'm not talking about intellectual knowledge. If you implement their implications, a light bulb is going to go on in your head. You say, hey, if Hashem. If I'm aware of everything Hashem gives me, like, wow, and like, it just changes everything. You look at things differently. You deal with nisyonos differently. You deal with bad news differently. You deal with everything differently. If you internalize these 30 things. And now he's going to say, so he says, Yibok al-Khoram, the light bulb will go on. Fiyakav hosam zoram, v'chashob v'hem tomet, think about them whenever you have a chance. Maybe instead of playing music, maybe even instead of listening to a shir, even a shir as wonderful as this one, but you take lovers and take one of the things and think about it. Think about anything that says in Shara HaBechina. So many of the first couple of these 30 things really summarize Shara HaYichud and Shara HaBechina. At least half the 30 things summarizes the whole Sefer Chavis HaLavis. And now he says, really, if you're serious about this, you can make a list longer than my 30 things. Why, well, you're not mitzumtum to my 30 things. It's like the Torah gives you 613 mitzvahs, but, you know, you can make up more mitzvahs. You can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim when it's not Pesach. You can thank Hashem for giving us the Torah when it's not Shavuos. You can thank Hashem for giving you a spleen, and that's not a mitzvah of the Torah. And so he says two things. He says, first of all, I spent a couple of lines on each thing. Come on, don't be mitzumtum to my lines. Think about it. Expand your mind. Think about the implications, the ripple effects, what it means, what it is. The Zochri Osom B'derech Katsara. I just wanted to give you an index or a table of contents that sums up shortly what you should think about. You call Inyan Baham, anything I've said, first of all, even if you stick to the 30 things, anything I've said, once you start thinking about what I've said, each thing becomes many, many times longer than the few lines I spent on it. I mentioned it and I gave you some bare bones. This Vaskarosi Hadori Shosom Haskora Baderach Katsura. Lohar Basi Bidvarim. I wanted people to buy my sefer. You know what the Chavis HaLavis would look like if I expanded upon everything? You'd have like three shelves in the bookstore just devoted to Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh Paragimel. I actually saw a sefer from a Yid in Monroe who started writing Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh. I saw one volume, around 150 pages. He does the first six. He gets through the first six. I tried calling him up to ask him if he ever made other volumes, because I saw this in a store. I was like, well, no, I can't get through to him. I've been unsuccessful. I've sent people to Monroe to try to catch who he is and ask him if he ever put out more volumes. Meanwhile, no luck. So I have a sefer that has the first six. Maybe Hashem wanted us to work for ourselves, because that's what Chavis HaLavis just said, walk into the store, yes, for Chavis HaLavis, you're going to see a whole bookshelf, and I say, that's what Chavis HaLavis, you're going to run right out. He says, I don't want that, I want people to read my sefer and to benefit from it, so I had to keep everything very limited, I had to be makatzer. I wanted just to wake people up. I can't feed them. I can't talk. You know, we learn Shaar HaBechina. We know 1,000 times more than he did about the human eye. But when he talks about the human eye, even, he doesn't say everything he has to say. He just says it in a couple lines. But already in his day, they knew a lot about, much, much more about the human eye than he talked about in Shaar HaBechina. The simam neged einecha, the nochach ra'oscha, the heshivim al libcha machshvol secha. Think about it. You'll be amazed how much of the time you're doing nothing, and you can think about this. Orzi ro'alecha mehem be'esit tashana osam. He's saying when you do that, so when you chazer it over and you think about it, you'll realize things mashalo nirlecha barishona. You'll realize things that you never realized before. Like you'll realize the implications that Hashem made the world. Right now, you're embarrassed to think about it. Of course Hashem made the world. But when you think about what the world consists of and how everything works and all the things he says in Shaar HaBechina and all the things he says in Shaar HaYichud and all the implications of Hashem made the world, that means the world has purpose. And that means Hashem wants something from me because he made everything with a reason and a design and a purpose. Why did he make me? And I'm here for a reason. And like you start thinking about everything, so you'll uncover things that you never would have thought about. If you think about Shabbos, right? So you start thinking about Bitachon and Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim
and that Hashem is bori the olam, and then you latch on to vinei tov ma'od, like Elokim is kol asher also vinei tov ma'od, and it's a tov, and everything's tov. You'll uncover things that you never thought about. Nisodos ne'alamim u'musrim ruchniyim. V'altachshov k'shetayim bohem v'tamod al hanira mimilos. Don't think if you get a good translation, or someone's explaining the words to you, or you get hold of a leiv tov, that's what Allah was saying, you get hold of an English translation, Feldheim. Don't think that when you read the words, oh, now I know what he's saying. He glorified all called Tzfuneh in Yonehem, that you get it. You mamish get number 1, number 2, number 3, number 26, number 27, number 18, number 19. I get it because you read a translation. He says, Kilo tagil zemehem, you're not going to fully, or even not fully, you're not going to understand what I'm saying and have it affect your life. Ela acha shetitin machshavto aleihem, unless you think about it. Pacharitzos uvehishtadlus zman oruch. Yes, for a long time. Upamim rabos. We're not talking about a fly by night, you know, 1 month marathon. We're talking about something that's a lifetime of avoda. Vaheyeh misyasher bohem, it'll straighten you out. Umiyasher aleihem. Tagia el hagmul, we're on the last 2-3 lines of Paragimel. Tagia el hagmul hagodol me'es Elokim. Even if it's just these 30, he doesn't say that, he says other places, there's really more than 30, but even just these 30, if you expand upon it and realize, you think Hashem made the world, and he says, the Elokim, they told Ma'od, he's not thinking how Tov is, and he say, well, you know, most people I speak to are not convinced that Hashem is always mative. They're not. Because to them, if the dollar goes up or down or whatever, that's already, Hashem's not told. I miss my bus. Right? So that's what Shara HaBechina does. It trains us how to think. And to realize how much Hashem is giving us every fraction of a second. Now he says, something interesting. He implies it. He doesn't say it the Farish. He says, when you know about it, you can teach it to others. Because he says, Umiyasher aleya means to be miyasher others. Really, he does say it. I'm sorry. Tagiel agmul agod mesalukim, which comes from being mazaka others. He's alluding now to what he says in the Sefer, that you really, in Shabbitachon, and in, you really can't make it in this world, to Gan Eden, without being mazaka others. It just doesn't go. You can never play enough catch-up ball. So that's what he's alluding to here. Umiyasher aleihem means being miyasher others. Tagia el agmul hagodol me'es Elokim. And he brings on the pasuk in Daniel. Amaskilim yaziru kuzora orkiu matzdike harabim kakochavim lolam void. It's the matzdike harabim that'll get gemul. Because the result is very pessimistic about a person being able to make it on his own. Except he said this chasdei Hashem. Those are his two ways. Number one is just throw yourself upon the mercy of the court, and number two is be matzdike harabim, so your schusim increase exponentially. Let's go on to Perek Dalet. We're going to be doing a mitzvah Hashem Shara Bitachon after Shara Cheshbon HaNefesh, unless there's a groundswell of objection, really, because I don't know how. I can't vouch for the accuracy of the polling data. So, you know, I'm only doing it because I was told that it's we can do it. So, if it has to be discussed, so please discuss it and get back to me. Meanwhile, it'll take a few more weeks till we finish our Cheshbon HaNefesh. Not that many. The rest of the Prakim, Paragimel is like, that's it. Now he's talking the benefits of Cheshbon HaNefesh, which we really talked about so much already. He says, it'll purify your neshama when you get clarity. People don't have clarity. People who don't learn Chovos Halavos, I don't know how much clarity they have that Hashem created the world.
they say it, they believe it, but like a clarity, because they don't know that when you walk down the street, you can look at a leaf or a fruit, or you can think about your mind working and sending messages to your leg and muscles and how much is involved in that, and you see Hashem. That's what the Chazal said in the beginning of Shahar HaBechina, that he's doing two things. Shahar HaBechina is the bridge between Shahar HaYichud and Shahar HaVodas Elokim. He says Shahar HaYichud is really too heavy for most people, but everybody could see Hashem. You just have to be honest, and you see a master designer and a master planner, and you see form and purpose and substance and kindness. And the mailer, you feel gratitude, so you see Hashem. Every person can see Hashem. You don't have to be the philosopher of Shahar HaYichud. And then you're filled with gratitude, and that's your bridge over to Shahar HaVodas Elokim. So that's what Shahar HaBechina is in the middle of, is between Shahar HaYichud and Shahar HaVodas Elokim. Now he's saying, you know, if you get clarity, you live a different life. If you're not sure about something, you didn't clarify it to yourself, it's murky, it's Yetzirah saying, well, maybe not, like who knows, maybe it's not like that. So you're in trouble, so you have to get clarity. When you think of the toelos of thinking about these 30 things, that you'll develop clarity. And not just translating the words, but understanding what they're all about. Mitzuras mitziusam, mitziusam. That's a very powerful word. It means how it plays out in the real world. How does it make you act differently? That you have to get that link. Your clarity should be what he's pushing for here. He's saying the toelos of the 30 things is the clarity you'll develop in realizing the truth, the reality of each of these 30 things. That's the benefit. And when you have clarity, so you'll realize all the implications, and you will realize the way you should go with implementation. Therefore, I will not get angry. Therefore, I will not be lazy. Therefore, I will daven with more kavana. I mean, it's limitless. So that's what the tzuras mitziyusam means, the form of bringing it down to reality. What does it mean, bapoyo? How is that going to change my life? What am I going to do differently? Because I know that, because one of the biggest pitfalls we can fall into is hear an inspiring speech and not work out in our minds how it's going to change anything in our life. So first of all, that's terrible. No one's interested in hearing speeches. And second of all, you'll lose even the inspiration of the speech, because you say, okay, but I'm inspired, so I'll be a better Jew. But if you don't translate the inspiration into action, you'll probably lose the inspiration, I would say in a day, but I don't want to be accused of being a harsh person, in 2 days. Okay. V'amitas chiyuvam, and the truth of their reality. And the nefesh will be drawn towards implementing these 30 things, because he really is talking about the beauty of clarity. When I know that only Hashem is responsible for anything that happens to me, when I know that anything Hashem does is good, I'm just, you know, picking out, when I know that any of the 30 things, when I know this, when I know that, that's mechayev certain actions or reactions, that's mechayev me to act a certain way. So that's what he's saying. V'yimoshech ha-nefesh l'kabla malek v'yakarozvah v'yavashavosim rayona, and thinking about their concepts, what they mean. He said, that's the benefit. You need a bigger benefit than that. You're going to have clarity in 30 major areas of Jewish life and thought really, and then you're going to figure out how to live life according to these 30 things, according to each one. It gave you clarity. Now what are you going to do about it? Vazachait is, you know, Shabbos is this, Shabbos is that. So what are you going to do about that? Maybe you don't have to spend Shabbos sleeping so much. Maybe you think about Shabbos when you say Kiddush. You say, if you call them, I'll say Vreishis. Maybe you'll think about it. Oh, I'm making Kiddush. expressing. Vazachai tisali benafshecha tolada meula v'rama, you'll be flying. Tumah nimena kol amidus hatovus v'takiyah bo'al kol hachamudos. These chus etzem hanefesh mikadrus hasichlus, you'll be saving salvation, you'll be saving your nefesh from being trapped in the prison of unclarity, of foolishness, right? People's minds are full of foolishness. Hameser cheshkas hasovik shabullah, just remove, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, is it true? I'm not sure what to think of this, I'm not sure what to think of that. Remove that killer lack of clarity, and these 30 things, think about, contemplate it, ask someone if you don't get it, and realize these are true, and they're going to open up your eyes. Okay, we'll stop here. Next Sunday we're learning, no reason. We'll see about the following Sunday.